Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster, making decisions based on gut feelings rather than clear-headed logic. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the heart of stoicism, understanding and managing our emotions so we can make better decisions. Think of it like this. Your emotions are powerful allies, but they can also be fickle saboteurs if you let them. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you harness their power without letting them hijack your ship. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotions, that sounds touchy-feely. But trust me, this isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robot. Stoicism is about acknowledging our emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning to respond in a way that aligns with our values and goals. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become the master of your emotional landscape. 1. Identify your emotional triggers. Think of it like detective work. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to set off a particular emotion? Is it traffic jams that send you into road rage? Or a certain type of comment that leaves you feeling insecure? Recognizing these triggers is the first step in gaining control. 2. Don't let emotions dictate your actions. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss gives you feedback that stings. Do you lash out, send a passive-aggressive email, or let it fester inside, ruining your day? No. Instead, take a moment to pause, breathe, and analyze the situation rationally. Remind yourself that emotions are temporary, but your actions have lasting consequences. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind's racing, thoughts bouncing around like ping-pong balls? That's when mindfulness comes in handy. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try simple exercises like focusing on your breath or observing your surroundings with all your senses. This helps calm the mental storm and create space for clear thinking. 4. Reframe your thoughts. Our thoughts shape our emotions. So, when you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, try reframing the situation. Instead of thinking, this is a disaster, maybe think, this is a challenge I can overcome. A simple shift in perspective can make all the difference. 5. Cultivate emotional resilience. Life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. But how we respond to those curveballs determines our resilience. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth and learning. Don't let temporary setbacks define you. Bounce back, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Think about a time when you made a decision based purely on an emotion, maybe anger, fear, or excitement. Did it lead to the outcome you wanted? Probably not. Emotions can cloud our judgment and steer us in the wrong direction. But by understanding them better, we can make choices that are aligned with our values and goals, leading to greater fulfillment and success. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've put in the time, practiced diligently, but suddenly, you feel crippling anxiety creeping in. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you start doubting yourself. What do you do? Do you let the fear paralyze you, potentially ruining your chance to shine? Or do you take a deep breath, remind yourself of all the preparation you've done, and channel that nervous energy into focused enthusiasm? Stoicism teaches us to use these moments as opportunities for growth. Instead of succumbing to fear, we can acknowledge it, understand its root cause, and then consciously choose a positive response. Remember, emotions are not your enemy. They are simply signals. By learning to understand them, manage them effectively, and respond with intentionality, you can unlock your true potential and navigate life's challenges with greater clarity and confidence. So, what's the takeaway? Become aware of your emotional triggers. Don't let emotions dictate your actions. Practice mindfulness, reframe negative thoughts, and cultivate emotional resilience. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Ready to take charge of your emotional landscape? Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media using #DailyStoicBlueprint. Until next time, keep striving for excellence and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.